This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Beef Wellington. I'm just going to go ahead and guess that you didn't see that one coming on today's program about business and the economy. And also, could you get any more traditional in your cooking? Well, perhaps not, but Beef Wellington has been showing up more regularly on high-end restaurant menus, and not just in New York or L.A., either Shanghai, too. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack tells us how that came about.
Most people in China probably heard of Beef Wellington for the first time in this 2016 TV series. It's called To Be a Better Man and features top Chinese actor Sun Honglei, who plays a chef. He sears the beef tenderloin, wraps it in layers of pate, a mushroom mixture, Italian cured ham, and bakes it in a puff pastry. The origin of the dish is hard to pinpoint. It's got British, but also French roots. In Shanghai, Beef Wellington shows up mainly in French restaurants. A few years ago, they charge about $70 for the dish. Today, prices have at least doubled. And this restaurant says it might have had something to do with that. It's a French seafood bistro called Coquille. The owner, an American named John Liu, worked in equity research, software, and advertising before going into the food business 12 years ago. He points to the subway station outside the door.
The subway station is basically like normal working class folk. So for the price point that we charge, you know, none of this street traffic translates to us.
8 years ago, to pull in more customers, his then-chef started serving Beef Wellington, but only on Wednesdays.
So it was called Wednesday Wellingtons.
Is it because Wednesday is the low day for restaurants?
Yes.
In 2015, the Coquille charged what Liu believes to be the highest price in Shanghai for Beef Wellington, $110, or 688 yuan. But he says that price was still quite reasonable.
You know, at that time, going out to have a steak at Morton's is 888, 1288. Now you're having foie gras and a puff pastry. Chinese already knew that beef is expensive.
The Coquille had so many requests that Wellington Wednesdays turned into Wellington every day. As the dish has become more popular, more Shanghai restaurants have started serving it. One pastry shop recently began offering Beef Wellington for under $10. Now, with more Beef Wellington on offer, supply is up, so prices usually come down, right? Not so, says Liu. His Beef Wellington has more than doubled in price to $250.
We have gotten more expensive because A, things have gotten more expensive in China. B, we've used more expensive ingredients. I basically said, let's outprice other restaurants. So we basically say, what is the most expensive, most delicious beef that we can get?
Repeat customer Stephen Fu says Coquille's Beef Wellington is very tasty.
I think of all the Beef Wellingtons I've had over the world, this one is like top three, I think.
On the other side of the Coquille restaurant, customer Echo Luo poses with a big bouquet of flowers. It's her birthday, and she and her husband have come to try the $250 Beef Wellington.
The price sounds a bit high, but I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know if the quality matches the price yet.
This restaurant used to have a lot of people popping in from neighboring Chinese cities. They'd come before heading off to enjoy Shanghai's nightlife. But the pandemic changed that. Again, restaurateur Liu.
We've taken a one-third, maybe more than a one-third haircut on our revenue.
He says he has no plans to lower the price of his Beef Wellington, because even at the current price, most of his customers are choosing it. He's just making the presentation of the dish more elaborate.
Pair it with a package of tea, you know, so when you go home, you have better digestion. You know, pair it with, acidic little palate cleanser at the end.
Birthday girl Echo Luo was impressed by the whole package. She says she liked how her server introduced the Beef Wellington and explained to her how to enjoy it. The whole ritual around the dish made it an amazing experience. She says she'd like to come back, and next time, maybe bring a friend. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.